Listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
And welcome back. Press Row here on a glorious Friday that, while the weather is perfect in the greater Chattanooga area, we're going to welcome in UTC basketball Matt McCall on the Hardee's Hotline, and I imagine he would seriously consider about cutting off a pinky toe to still be in Des Moines, Iowa. Coach, how in the world are you?
I'm doing good, man. Just sitting in the backyard, pushing my two girls in a swing right now, trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my time the next couple weeks.
Well, that's a good substitute as a guy who loves the backyard and loving being with the tots, but I know that last night was tough for a lot of reasons. Was there a moment where it kind of dawned on you that, well, this just isn't going to be our night?
You know, I kept thinking we had chances there. You know, under 12 times, you know, even to start the second half, you know, being down nine, we scored to start the second half. And you know, we had some chances where we got it to 12 and 13. And, you know, Eric missed a three and that maybe cut it to 10. I think around the 12 or 10 minute mark, and I thought we had some opportunities to cut into the lead, but it just seemed like, you know, every single mistake we made, they capitalized on, and you got to give them a lot of credit. I've been in the 5-12 matchup. I know the rest of the country has seen what's going on with the 5-12s, and those guys were not a five seed.
No, you know, they were not.
And I'm not trying to make any excuses or anything for what happened, because we ran into a better team, more talented team, that, you know, won the Big Ten. And again, people talk about Michigan State getting to the Final Four. Michigan State didn't win the Big Ten. They did.
Right.
And, you know, I think that they, you know, they brought it, no question about it. And every mistake we made, they completely capitalized on. But I don't know if there was a single moment where I just felt like it wasn't our night. I kind of kept feeling like we had some chances. And, you know, every time out, talking to our team, don't quit right now. This is our moment. We're going to make a run here. And it just never really happened. And, you know, was proud of our guys, especially in the first half, because it could have gotten away from us in the first half. And our guys kept battling, especially through some foul trouble. And, you know, at the end of the day, those guys were better, and you got to tip their hat to them and Tom Crean and his whole staff.
The and I know you're still digesting, and I know it's still pretty raw, but how would you assess a final grade for this basketball team? I agreed with your comments in the post game. I don't think last night was last night, but I don't think that has, it's not like it was a final exam and has a whole lot of weight on it. And then additionally, self-evaluation of year one, I mean, you have to be pretty proud of not only your bunch, but of how you were able to handle this too, correct?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't want, you know, last night to be any indicator of what these guys have done or anything like that. They had a terrific season. And the first thing I did when I walked in the locker room last night was thank them. I thank them for welcoming me in, for welcoming my family in, for buying in, for listening, for being one of the most coachable groups I've ever been around. And what they did and what they accomplished this year needs to be celebrated. And obviously we would love to still be playing, but we ran into a better team. And that nothing should be taken away from what these guys did. 29 wins, most wins in school history. Winning a Southern Conference regular season championship hadn't been done here in a long time. You know, winning the Southern Conference tournament hadn't been done here since 2009. These guys accomplished so much. And, you know, I thanked our seniors, you know, because, again, a group that's been through a lot. Eric Robertson, you know, the guy, his demeanor every single day, being the type of human being, the person he is, with everything that he's went through, he's put his heart and soul into Chattanooga. And I really thanked him and the rest of our senior class, because it was a terrific run and a terrific season. And obviously, I want to celebrate these guys. And we need some time. We need some time to unwind here and digest everything. And then we'll get back to work. Because obviously, we like the team coming back next year. We got a terrific group coming back. And these guys need to take some time right now. And then we'll start, gearing up for next year.
You're listening to record-setting UTC men's basketball coach Matt McCall here on the Hardee's Hotline on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Now, Coach, you mentioned that you're in the backyard pushing your daughters on the swing right now, and you kind of touched on the fact that the guys that are coming back on next year's team will go ahead and take some time. Personally, when it comes to you, how much time are you going to take, or have you kind of already got back into the swing about thinking about next year and the guys you want to go after and everything of those sorts?
Well, yeah, that was immediate, just even after the game last night, as much as you want to try and reflect, that's what this business is all about. You got to move on to the next year, and immediately your mind turns to recruiting and where are we at right now and trying to get these guys in the right place mentally, the ones that are coming back. But, I got to be mindful of that. I need to give these guys some time. And me personally, I'll probably hit the road here recruiting this week. It's still an open period. And then obviously in May and August, when we do have some time, I'll focus on my family, the 100%.
And then, Coach, we had a caller call into the show earlier today. He was wondering about the non-conference schedule for next year. We think that you open with Tennessee, right? Who else do you have on the schedule currently? Or, kind of walk us through what you're thinking for next year non-conference-wise.
Well, I think the biggest thing is when you have the type of season that these players and this program did, it's hard to get games.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get guarantee games as well. And, we're still working through some stuff. But we're trying to get a couple games here. We'd like to play one more guarantee game if we could. We're trying to get some home and homes with some high major BCS opponents, which has been a little bit difficult because of what we were able to do this year. But we'll be playing Tennessee. I'll let fans know that. We'll be playing North Carolina as a part of the Maui Mainland Classic. We have Marshall at home, which will be a great game and a big rivalry. Marshall had a terrific season this year, so getting them into the roundhouse will be great and great for our fans. So, still trying to piece together the rest of our schedule, but those three opponents are definitely on our schedule.
You're listening to UTC basketball coach Matt McCall on the Hardee's Hotline. Coach, how much of the NCAA tournament are you going to watch?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard, you want to turn it on. It's so exciting and see these teams play. But I think right now with my free time, the next couple days, this weekend especially, I need to focus on my family. I need to focus on my wife and my two daughters. They've sacrificed so much of their time and don't get as much time with them right now. So this weekend I'm going to turn all my focus to them and obviously try to get back in the office next week and start to prepare as we go forward.
Well, Coach, let me just be – the next in the line to say that Chattanooga's lucky to have you. We thank you for all your cooperation and working with us this year, good times and bad. And I know the last handful of times we've talked to you, it's been off of big wins, and this one, the other end of the spectrum. But you've been a straight shooter with us, and if you need anything from us here on Press Row, let me know.
Guys, all I need is to come in. We're going to do a Masters segment.
We're
going to talk some golf here. We'll get in there and have a good time. But you guys have been great. It's been a pleasure all year, and obviously looking forward to next season as well. And if you guys need anything from me, don't ever hesitate to give me a buzz.
And, Coach, I'll catch you at Longhorn Diner sooner or later, all right?
No question. I know you'll be in there. Absolutely.
Coach, thank you. And, gang, that's UTC basketball coach Matt McCall. Wells will have that interview up if you missed it on ESPNChattanooga.com here shortly. Stick around, friends. We got some more college basketball, and we're getting down to cutting time. MTSU 79, Michigan State 76 with 3 minutes to play. Press Row, ESPN 105.1 The Zone.